Hey, sleepyhead. Ready to get comfy? Hope that's a yes. Did you remember to brush your teeth? Well, I sure do hope so, or else you shall pay for your ignorance towards the cause. I'm teasing. Did you have a good day at least, or am I better not to ask? It's okay to admit defeat some days, but we shan't let it beat us. I've been sleeping on my front more recently. I have a big body pillow and I lie my hips on it. It's been surprisingly comfy. I'm more of a fetal position myself, but seems like my body wants a little change. Gotta listen to it, I suppose, or I'll end up waking sore every day. Have to stretch my muscles out somehow, I suppose. I heard a rumor that you dream more on your stomach. I can't say that's entirely true for myself. I rarely remember my dreams. The ones I do remember all seem to kind of be stress-inducing, but maybe that's just due to my nature. Can't help everything in life, huh? What about you? Are you a dreamer? Interesting. Suppose everyone is different like that, really? What makes us unique? I could just get nice and comfy. I love it on those nights when you've done a lot, then you get to lie down in your bed and all the tension that's been holding you up slowly creeps away. It's almost sore at first. Then you do a big sigh because it's tradition, clearly. That relieved breath you do. So satisfying. Or well, it is for me anyway. Wonder if I'll get good sleep tonight. I remember I used to count the time when I had work. If I sleep now, then that will give me exactly 5 hours and 33 minutes. I'm so silly like that. Staying up late and wondering why I feel so dang tired the next day. But really, that's on me. I felt pressure to make... what's the word? To use my free time wisely, but doesn't that not defeat the point? I just want to zone out after I've worked hard. I'm lucky I can sleep for so long, though. You know, normally, once every 2 weeks, I sleep for like 12 whole hours. No kidding. My average daily sleep is like 9 to 10 hours, but sometimes I just get real, real sleepy and wake up on the other side. I do get very dehydrated though. I'm not the kind of person who can wake up for water. My brain has shut me down good until it's wake up time. And if my sleep ever gets interrupted, oh boy, I am so confused. you have to wait until I'm actually there, or you're just talking to a zombie at that point and wasting your breath. Huh. Have you been looking after yourself though? Drinking that water, I hope. I've been doing much better to stay hydrated. I'm pretty proud of myself, actually. It's the small victories in life that really help you pull through, you know? It doesn't have to be a massive task or gigantic achievement. Well, not for me anyway, but I'm just a little girl in a big old world. My thoughts and feelings could even be the polar opposite of yours. Or maybe even super basic. I've been told that before, that my views are a bit minimal, I guess. That I'm a dreamer in that aspect. There's a lot of things I don't get or understand, but that's okay. Doesn't make me any less of who I am. Actually, being a little dumb feels like a part of me. I'm not sure if it's a bad thing to own it, but it's me. I'm dang happy with who I am today. Still got plenty of room for growth, too. I'm starting to sound preachy. I apologize. That is not my intention. Just trying to help you off to sleep. That's all. It usually only takes me a couple minutes to sleep, if I'm honest. I start fading after 14 hours of being awake. It's a lot for my little tushy to stay awake for a while. I'm also quite the napper. I know you're only really supposed to be out for 20 minutes max, but I'm kinda naughty like that. It's not uncommon for me to have, say, 3 hours of sleep for a nap. Don't tell anyone though. I yawn a lot in sunlight too. I hope that's not because I spend all my time in front of a computer screen. It's a bit of a nasty habit, but then again, it is my job to do that kind of thing, so no spanking me for it. I guess I'll play with my hair as I ponder life. Recently, I read a lot of hard-hitting questions online, such as, would you go back and do it all again? A lot of answers are quick to jump the gun, in my opinion. Every little single thing that has occurred in your life has led you up to this very point. The good, the bad, and the darn right ugly. But, without all that, could you say that you would be you without all of those events? I would argue not. But what do I know? I just got lucky. Real lucky, in fact. I'm very grateful and thankful. I would like to think so. Maybe I don't show it well to those around me and in my life, but I know deep down inside, I'm a very happy girl. Sure, we all have bad days. Life isn't all peaches. And when you're down and out on your luck, it's awful. But then you get those random days when your mood is just making you want to act hyper and run around. Those are the best. Oh, you don't quite get that. Well, maybe because I'm a bit of a hyper person in general. But my point, if I finally arrive there, is that without the bad, you wouldn't appreciate the good. And don't get me wrong, it's a horrible life lesson to learn. But I certainly think it is one to think about, to ponder, if you will. I'm starting to get sleepy. Can I trust you to fall asleep on your own? Or do I need to keep rambling away about anything and everything that crosses my humble little mind? Spoiled rotten you are. Have you been treating yourself recently? Like, for example, if you really like baked goods. Totally not like me and pain de chocolat. Those are my favorite and they're super cheap. I think I can get one that's twice the size of my hand for $1. I know it's really bad for me to eat as well, but like, that's why it's a treat. I only get it on special occasions. Or when it's on discount sometimes, because I pay 60 cents for it and I can't resist. I'm human too. Why not think of a treat you can get yourself tomorrow? It doesn't even have to be something you buy. Could maybe just go out on a walk and listen to some music. Like, say an album you've missed out on. Because you're such a busy and distracted little bee. I rarely listen to full-on albums by artists. I'm more of a cherry picker. I just like certain songs that get me in a good mood. The lyrics don't have to be meaningful. To me, anyway. Just a good beat that I can boogie my little butt to. You asleep yet? I don't think I can last much longer. The whole idea was to put you to sleep, but I think I'm the one going to sleep here. Are you really gonna make me do it? You're gonna make me the one that falls asleep first in this scenario? Do we start counting sheep? You really still awake here? I wonder if I can remember the numbers in a different. You got 1, 2.